Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All, and the founder of the Wow Seat Media. The Wow Seat Media features several signature production segments, each hosted on different platforms. But on this platform, we feature expertpreneurs who are authors, some are business owners, entrepreneurs, speakers, and some are thought leaders that provide their worthwhile, outstanding work that are their WOW missions to the marketplace and the world at large. We'd love to have you follow us on Facebook. You can learn more also about the signature segments that I mentioned at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Well, today we are joined by the genuine leadership power enhancer, Gina Gartner, who has also been featured on the WOW Seat in the segments Become More Enlightened to Discover Your Leadership Wow Factor and also Discovering Your Leadership Wow Factor After 60. So you can check those segments out. They are in our archives. So today she will be sharing about embracing the leader within and will be featuring three of her leadership books that help you to do just that. We will have links to these publications and info about Gina in the show description. So I'm excited to have her back. She always shares such a plethora of knowledge and dispenses her wisdom. In addition to Gina being the genuine leadership power enhancer, number one best-selling author and also a transformational speaker, she is also one of my celebritypreneur experts for the Wow Seat Wowlywood platform on Spreaker and joins us on this platform as one of our Wow Seat expertpreneurs. So again, I'm super excited to have her back to share on such an important and unique topic today. Welcome back to the Wow Seat, Gina.
Thank you so much for having me and for that amazing introduction. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're most welcome. You know I totally adore you and always excited to be collaborating with you and hearing more about what you are doing to enhance, empower, evolve, and expand leadership. So I want to just jump right into the topic for today, which is all about embracing the leader within. So I want to ask you why it's important to embrace the leader within.
It's just so important because it's only when you do the deep inner work and you embrace the leader within you that you can truly step into your genuine power. Mm. True authenticity is just vital. And it comes when you know yourself and when you're really honest with yourself. And I mean honest rather than being brutal. It's not about beating yourself up, but recognizing your strengths, your gifts, and your areas for development, because only then can you really do something about it.
True.
And when you recognize the danger of getting lost in the judgment and stories that you create and hold you back, when you recognize that these are simply an illusion, then it allows you to move forward in the most amazing way.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a space and learning to listen to that inner voice, to tune into the wisdom it offers when you tune out the internal chatter. I mean, one of my clients calls that the squawking parrot and talks about putting cloth over the cage. And she made me laugh because, mm-hmm. you know, if parrot still squawking, then shoot the blessed parrot.
Exactly. Great analogy. Great analogy.
And that's a crucial element in taking total responsibility for you.
Mm-hmm.
But also you need to let go of the external chatter too. You know, listening to the news endlessly and the supposition and people moaning and complaining. You know, all of those things have a detrimental effect on your capacity to find solutions and a way forward.
Oh, that is so true. Yes.
And, you know, I think it's never more true than currently. You know, there are people who've got the news on the whole time. And I understand people's wish to keep up to date. But ultimately, when you separate things out, only a small proportion of what you hear is actually news. And they always focus on the negative because that seems to sell more than positive sources. But it has a detrimental effect on your capacity to feel whole, to feel energized, and to find a way forward.
Oh, that is so true.
But out of all of this, the understanding yourself, who you are, and how you operate within the world, understanding your patterns of behavior. You have a really great a strategy for this. So you're being the journalist within your own life. And that's something that really resonated with me and made a huge difference. And I've shared it now with several people who also have found it very helpful.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, thank you. But when you facilitate that awareness, what it does is it gives you an understanding of the impact of your thoughts, beliefs, emotions, actions, and language, and the impact they have on you and others. And this is a crucial element in taking total responsibility for you and becoming an enlightened leader.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, right? The expansiveness and the enlightenment. Yeah, the enlightenment, you know, for sure. Did you have anything else you wanted to say on that before we move into talking about the three publications?
If I may, because for me, when you do all of that inner work and you really embrace and own who you are, that allows you to be an authentic and a great role model for other people.
Mm-hmm.
It ensures you act with great integrity, compassion, and courage. And we need that if you look at leadership around the world. We've never needed it more. When you're a shining example to other people, you can help them find their way too. And we need people to illuminate the way forward. And that is going to be those people who are enlightened leaders moving forward in the future.
Yes. Well stated. Wow. That right there is just a segment within itself, just to stay on just all of those key core elements that you have brought out. Such an awesome way to start this segment and open it up with you being able to expound upon the importance and giving so many different layers and levels to it just demonstrates your expansiveness and your enhancement aspects, you know, as a leader, and certainly demonstrates that you have embraced your true leadership and continue to do that. So let's talk about three publications that you are providing to support leaders in this initiative that you just talked about.
The three books really dovetail one into another. So Journey into the New Era of Profitable Leadership is the first. It's Time to Become a Beacon of Light and Hope, and Embracing the Author Within. And so each of them add a dimension of enlightened leadership and an understanding of that. So I believe this publication offers the best support for embracing the leader within, as they each focus on a different element of enlightened leadership.
Okay.
Collectively, they're a comprehensive program of development for those who wish to be the leader of leaders and illuminate the way for others.
Okay, well, I'm excited about this. And you've actually kind of shared what I wanted to ask next. If, you know, why do you believe this publication cluster, so to speak, provides the best support for embracing the leader within? but actually what you said really kind of embodies that. But before I have you share about the publication, would you like to speak anything more about why you believe that this cluster here is going to be the foundational premise that leaders need to spring forth from?
I think there needs to be a holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
There are too many two-dimensional leaders who deal with certain aspects of leadership, but don't
mm-hmm.
see it in the round. And the trouble with that, when you focus on just one thing, for the most part, I think leaders currently focus on things like profit, without recognizing that if you don't see things in the round, you may get profits in the short term, but
right.
you won't get success in an expanded and sustainable way. But
right.
moreover, the impact on the people who work with you is likely to be a negative one. And it's killing the goose that lays the golden egg, because I believe people are your treasure and
yeah.
you need to look after them.
Absolutely. Ooh, well stated. I couldn't agree more. Well, I'm excited to sort of dig in to some concepts within these publications. So if you don't mind, if you could name at least one core concept from each book that you believe is highly valuable for the listeners.
I'd love to, thank you. So let's start with Journey into the New Era of Profitable Leadership. I believe we're transitioning into a new era of consciousness, and it's a time of huge expansion if people take on board that they need to up-level and expand with it. The world is changing at an accelerated rate, and changes are happening globally on an unprecedented scale. There's a huge need to have leaders within the marketplace who are consciously aware, leaders who have a real understanding of what it takes to create a highly profitable business while fulfilling their purpose, making a positive difference to the masses in a sustainable way, which is what I was talking about before.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
to do that, they've got to walk their talk. It's by embodying their personal experience in a holistic way, looking at health, wealth, career, and purpose. And it's in this approach that sustained success and profitability lie. Sustained financial profits are the result of encompassing the wider wealth of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and in creating and maintaining positive relationships both personally and professionally. And that's important for the leader, but it's also important for them to create the culture for that to happen for their staff. I believe profitable leaders are greatly needed during this time. They're those who are going to light the way for others. They're going to provide the model for others to follow and give those who are fearful the confidence to step out of their comfort zone. They'll act as the catalyst for many to accelerate their growth and their development too. And it's so much needed at this time.
Oh, you're so right. Yes, all of that is very, very much needed and very, very important. And it is going to be, as you mentioned, that leaders embody the holistic approach. And if they want to see the sustainable long-term effects of the continuation of that holistic profit, then they do have to look at this from a higher vantage point and not just so singly focused on the monetization of the profits, but the entirety of the experience. So that is wonderful. We'd love to hear about the next one and what you feel is one core concept highly valuable.
Well, it leads from the first, and it's called It's Time to Become a Beacon of Light and Hope. And one of the important roles that leaders offer is the capacity to light the way and to provide new hope and
yes.
possibility for others. It's always important, but it's even more important in challenging times, because
mm-hmm.
fear keeps people stuck. And when people are fearful, they get caught up in the illusion that their comfort zone is safe. And research has now demonstrated that when people are fearful and stressed, they're unable to access their ability to look for solutions, to be creative, and to find an effective way forward. So the reality is that those leaders who are able to engender a sense of conscious hope rather than blind hope, you know, it's no good being an ostrich who puts your head in the sand.
Right.
People who take note of the data and the situation, but still are able to find a way forward and help people recognize that together they're stronger than they are individually. And if they can engender that sense of conscious hope with and for others, they're able to unleash this huge potential that otherwise would be buried in the comfort zone and completely lost to them. They bring out the very best in others, and in doing so, they open up limitless possibilities and opportunities. Mm.
Oh, yes. That is major. And having that type of illumination to be able to bring the new light and as a beacon and be that hope merchant for others is extremely important. And certainly the two bodies of work that you shared so far, definitely, as you say, they really do blend well and feed into each other. And it's important that those two are the foundation. Actually, before you get into sharing even about this last one, I just wanted to point that out, but want to hear about the third resource and a core concept you believe is highly valuable for the listeners.
The third book is called Embracing the Author Within.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come across many people who, when you talk about the fact that you've written a book, they're very impressed. And they say, well, I'd like to write a book. And my comment is, well, why don't you? And they say, oh, no, it's too difficult. And I'm here to burst that myth.
Yes.
I've written many books and I've helped other people write books.
That's right.
One of the reasons I think it's so important is I believe very much that it's leaders need to share their experience and expertise with others. And of course they share it with those that they are directly involved with. Mm-hmm. However, when you capture that experience and expertise in a publication, instead of just being able to help those that you come into difficult contact with, you have the capacity to help many people globally.
Yeah.
And moreover, that you can help people when you're gone. Leaving a legacy, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
For those leaders who are listening and don't see themselves as an author, in my experience, that perception is based on a very limiting belief. Those same leaders consistently share their significant experience and expertise with colleagues, teams, and others through reports, through speaking to them, through the way in which they communicate with them. This is just a different sort of communication, but people build up all of the resistance because they think it's going to be so difficult.
Yeah, you're right about that. And it's not. Once they actually get into the process, it's actually a lot easier than they can imagine.
Well, I think people think back to the olden days, which aren't that old, really. When I first started writing, it was a very different animal and much more expensive and much more difficult. Now you can publish books for free and it's
That's very simple.
But I know that when you do embrace the author within and you start to capture your experience and expertise that you've honed over years, and it's got several benefits. One is that not only do other people get to share it in an accessible and affordable way, but becoming an author and capturing that also helps you develop and grow.
That's right.
The refining of your thinking to put it into its easiest form for other people to understand is a process which makes you really question and think. And my experience is that every time I've written a book, it has unlocked another level, really, of thinking and ideas, which then leads to the next book. It takes courage to be in the vanguard, But those who truly embrace the leader within themselves and who are ready to challenge their thinking and take conscious action will unlock limitless opportunities for themselves and those with whom they engage and influence.
Absolutely.
Once again, this all leads into being the leader of leaders, illuminating the way for others in their wake. So don't lose all of that experience and expertise that's taken you all that sweat and tears to recover.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Beautiful, magnificent. So glad that you shared these three body of works and the combination of how they're going to advance and enhance leaders and really help them to embrace that leader within. So would you quickly share where others can learn more or secure copies, of the book? We do have the links within the description, but in case there's another area you want to direct them to for the book?
Well, they can find all of the books and buy them through the website Gina Gardner Associates, and Gardner's got an I in, so ginagardnerassociates.co.uk. But you can also get them all on Amazon. They're all available.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes Amazon can be a pain finding things. So probably the easiest way is go to the website, because that's also got all of the associated programs to support you if you want to accelerate your progress. There, and then there are the programs that you can key into as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And before we get ready to close out, and I'm so grateful that you've been sharing your expertise here, because you're one of, as I mentioned, our expert preneurs on this platform, provide some closing words of empowerment about truly embracing the leader within.
For those who recognize that they are leaders, I would say to you, use that as the springboard to move forward and upward, because I can guarantee you have not yet unlocked your limitless potential. And when you do, the rewards are just amazing, not only for you, but for the people that you work with. And the rewards are about how you live your life, because the principles are as important for your personal life as they are for your professional life.
Absolutely.
If you're an emerging or an aspiring leader, then why not give yourself the gift of learning these principles right from the get-go, rather than getting into habits that you've then got to sort out later on. You have such capacity if you believe in yourself and if you're prepared to take sustained action. And I invite everybody that's listening to embrace the leader within themselves and to take that action, because we need you.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Wonderful. Gina, thank you so much. This has been absolutely amazing. And, of course, you always over-deliver with excellence. And this segment was nothing short of your excellence coming through and being a beacon of brilliance during this time. So I want to thank you so much for gracing the listeners here on the Wow Seat today. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. It's been my absolute pleasure.
Thank you. And thanks so much, listeners, for tuning into the Wow Seat. This segment, as you can see, was super empowering and certainly with a call to invitation to embrace the leader within in order to own what Gina calls your true, genuine power, so that you can unleash this compelling greatness and ultimately reach your higher potentials. And, of course, make a difference in the world. As I mentioned previously, we'd love to have you connect with us on Facebook and follow us there, and also be sure to visit our Tumblr site. Of course, I am Allie Nicole. Wow, she does it all. If you want to learn more about me, visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. I am certainly looking forward to having you join us for the next segment. And as always, go out and make it a wow week and stay blessed.